Hi, everybody. It's Jim Baikai, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. By the time this podcast is out, it will be the week after International Women's Day, and I watched every corporation and every individual post something on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, and TikTok. While I fully endorsed and supported everything that everybody wrote, I wanted to take a little more personal approach to it and highlight the incredible women in my own family that I've been blessed with and had a significant impact on me, starting with my mother, who, as I spoke before, left with my sister when my sister was 2 years old from Albania during the Second World War, the outbreak of the Second World War. And as I'm reminded watching TV, watching these poor women and children that are being separated from their families and their parents and their fathers and their sons and their brothers, it brings it close to home. My mom couldn't read or write. She could barely speak English. And after my father passed away when I was very young, managed to raise me, send me to private school, and pay for my university education. An incredibly strong and resilient woman. And my sister, who spent her formative years in refugee camps, went on to earn her degree, became an interpreter for the Canadian government, was a pivotal individual in the Kosovo refugees settling into Canada, particularly Ottawa. And she spoke numerous languages. A few years before she passed away, she was given the Medal of Honor by the government of Albania for all of her work. And she also found a husband for my niece amongst the Kosovo refugees. I am blessed to have multiple women in my family, starting with my wife, Jennifer, who's like a rock and provides me the love and support that I need to manage the life that I have and all the pieces of it. My eldest daughter, Emma, who's a chef and gave birth to my first grandchild and on the way for the second one, a real rock of a woman who won Canada's Top Chef. And my daughter, Nora, who is in trailblazed herself to the UK, worked for a number of fintech companies and is doing a fantastic job over there. The baby of our family, Sarah, who's the apple of our eye, is at SMU taking on school and golf and everything that goes with being a sophomore at university. And my fantastic daughter-in-law, Kaylee, who works for one of the banks and is an incredible partner to my son and a phenomenal mother to my granddaughter. As I've said before, I work with a lot of women. And in fact, I'm going to be speaking at a conference of, I think it's like 2,500 women in May. And I've spoken at a lot of different events with women. And I love coaching women because I love help bringing them out of the shells. And all of you working women have a lot of complexity and a lot of baggage and a lot of stuff that you carry. You not only have a job, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're a sister, you're all these things, and you're expected to do it all extremely well. And along the way, it's easy to get lost. And what I try to do and help people is to constantly go back and say, well, what about you? What do you want? It's interesting because oftentimes people say to me, well, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me what I want. You know, I'm sort of at beck and call to here and I'm beck and call to there. And I mean this both professionally and personally. I think there's a reluctance to speak out and say, this is what I want. And I've been working with this woman. I'm about to move her from one job to another. And in the last goings of the negotiations, she really sort of like stepped up and stood up for herself. And she said, this is your fault. She said, I'd have probably accepted this job for less money. This is your fault for telling me not to sort of lay back, you know, to sort of be assertive, not in a rude way, but say what I want and say what's acceptable. Don't just say, oh, that's okay. Yeah, I guess that'll work, right? I started to laugh and I said, you're right. It is my fault. And I accept full responsibility. And she ended up getting more money and more everything. And as she said to me, you know, I'd have probably taken less. And I said, but you shouldn't have. She said, I know, but I didn't want to be too pushy. And before I wouldn't have been too pushy, but now I went, what the heck? Why am I not being pushier? The reality is that amongst all of the women that I've coached, they've all become, I'm going to use the word assertive, but I don't mean assertive in a negative means. I mean assertive as in standing up for themselves, which I think is the fundamental problem in the world. You know, standing up for yourself means a lot. And we're seeing it play out in black and white and technicolor in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian people are saying, we're going to stand up for ourselves. We're not just going to roll over and die. We're not going to let you come in and take our country. Not professional soldiers, husbands, grandfathers, sons, brothers, sisters. And that courage, that strength, that feeling of, well, whether I get defeated or I don't get defeated, I'm going down fighting. And women have that character in them. And I love the fact that I help bring it out. I help them start thinking about, what do I want, right? How to vocalize what I want. And I think whether it's professionally or it's personally or it's amongst friends or it's amongst family, don't just acquiesce. Don't just roll over, because just acquiescing and roll over just makes it, compounds it. Because the people that you acquiesce and roll over to just continue to subconsciously or consciously take advantage of it. It just is what it is. And this particular woman in this job change that I'm making, when she said, you know, this is your fault. And, you know, at first, and I was kind of like, God, take it. But she was right. She shouldn't have taken it. It wasn't the right deal. And there are all kinds of complexities. It wasn't just about money. And she stood her ground. And I was hugely impressed that she stood her ground. I was humbled and pleased that I was able to help her get to that point. And there was just a clarity in her. There's a real clarity when you trust yourself, when you truly believe, I deserve this. And if I don't get it, that's okay, right? But I'm not going to just back down just for the sake of backing down. And when I hear somebody say, well, you know, it's not a bad deal, it's not this, not that. Yeah, you're right. It's not all of those things, but it's not the right one for me. I will continue to encourage. And at this function that I'm speaking at in May, I'm sending out my book in advance to all of the people there. I'm offering to do an infomercial, help people with their infomercial, because I truly believe the infomercial that my book helps you produce illuminates how people think about themselves. It gets them to focus on the important aspects of their life. It's all positive, and then it reinforces what I'm good at, the kind of people I work best with, how I resolve conflict. And the fourth is, what's a perfect day for me? What am I physically doing in that perfect day? And that last slide, at the end of the day, you can just pull it out and you can say to yourself, was I working on those things? Like, was I doing that? Am I working with people who I really enjoy and who make me better and who I'm not sort of trying to be somebody else? And that first slide, am I utilizing those skills best on a daily basis? But it all comes from the same kernel of confidence. It's that kernel to speak up. And I believe, in a serendipitous kind of way, being raised by both my mother and my sister, that helping women find themselves is one of the greatest and rewarding things that I've had an opportunity to do. Above and beyond making money and everything else, it's such a joy. I remember this one woman that I coached, and I would be in certain meetings with her, and she told me later on that someone asked her for the best piece of advice she'd ever received in her life. She said, well, I'm going to give you a piece of advice that somebody who coaches me gave me. He told me to stop being so fucking deferential all the time. And if you'd met this woman, she doesn't look like the type of woman that those words would come out of her mouth. And then she said, you know, nobody had ever said that to me in my life. And she said, I spent a lifetime of being deferential to people, you know, and it was just such a release the first time I did it. And the world didn't end. You know, people kind of stood up and went, whoa, like, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? And she was like, I'm just tired of not saying what I think. So she went on to say what she thinks. She's done extremely well where she is. But what's more important to me is that she tells that story over and over to other women, because she's a real role model for other women. And to know that we're paying it forward through all these other women. That's why I like to speak at schools. That's why I like to speak at Women in Capital Markets. That's why I'm speaking at this conference. And so one of the things I want to say to you today is, if you'd like me to come to speak, I'd be happy to. More recently, more and more people are reaching out to me, which couldn't make me happier that it's starting to happen. People I don't even know, people from all aspects. Fantastic woman called me last week, starting a company. She's been listening to my podcast. It warms my heart that my message and my words are finding the people that need them. So I'm making myself available again. I'm asking you to pay it forward on my podcast. I'm asking you to share it with people that you think could benefit from hearing about it. And the second thing I want to talk about today is the mental stress that everybody's going through and not taking enough time for themselves. The pace of what's happening, the dislocation of jobs, of places, inflation, the war, the stock markets, trying to balance everything in life. It feels like, you know, when I talk to people, it's just, it's a vice grip and it's just squeezing us, right? We need to take time for ourselves, even though I'm sure you'd say to me, and I say to myself, what time can I take? But, you know, we need to do that. And a really good friend of mine, someone who's very much like the brother I don't have, said to me, you know, Bakes, he said, you know, sometimes it's best to step back, stop trying to fix things, let events unfold. And he said, have you ever heard of the Serenity Prayer? I use it every day of my life. It starts with, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And it came to me at a very, very special time. And so I wanted to share it with you. I want you to focus on the things that you can have an impact. Take some time for your physical health. Take some time for your mental health. Take some time to spend time with those people that nourish you, those people whose company, even if you just sit there and they don't say a word, just the mere presence of these people, soak up the energy of positive mental attitude of friends and family. Stay away from the negativity. Just see it as a blinding light on the horizon and just stay away from the light. Just take a moment every day and just take a couple of deep breaths and just think about, what do I need to do to make me feel a little better today, right? Take a little me time, right? And know that whatever it is that has to get done immediately, yesterday, the day before, or in the next 15 minutes can probably wait. It's probably not as urgent as everything else, but you know, the world is constantly throwing us challenges which are making everybody's life, probably the most stressful, I think, probably unless you're a part of the Second World War, since that period of time. And watching the carnage of what we're watching is unhealthy for anybody, but important to watch for ourselves, our children, and for everyone else. I've said this 100 times to different friends. If Russia was run by a woman, we wouldn't be having this problem. So that's my last thought. I wish you all the best. God bless and Godspeed. Podcast is Be You. The world will adjust.